The following is a presentation of Team Glory Sports.
This is Georgia State University Panthers Baseball on the Georgia State Radio Network. Brought to you by the Georgia State University Bookstore, the official bookstore of Georgia State, with locations on the downtown Atlanta campus and Alpharetta, Decatur, and Dunwoody campuses. And by Brad Stromdahl Baseball Camps. Now, the voice of the Panthers, Dave Cohen.
Georgia State Baseball back on the radio this afternoon from the ballpark at Panthersville here at the GSU Baseball Complex. After dropping a 6-5 decision Friday night to Coastal Carolina, Georgia State ready for game two in this weekend showdown series with the 19th-ranked Chanticleers. Three Coastal Carolina pitchers on Friday night, Jacob Morrison, Dominic Carbone, and Ryan Lynch, combined to strike out 10 Georgia State batters, while Sebastian Alexander, the left fielder, led the Chanticleer offense with a fourth-inning grand slam. Hi again, everyone. Dave Cohen from the press box here at Panthersville. Coastal Carolina's win moves them into a two-way tie for first place in the Sun Belt Conference with Southern Miss. Chanticleers are 25-9 and 9-4. Georgia State, with the loss, now in a four-way tie for second place. The Panthers are 22-14 and 8-5. Here's the pitching matchup for game two for Coastal Carolina. Cameron Flukey, 6'6", sophomore right-hander at 2-1 with an ERA of 3.35 in 8 starts. He has struck out 42. Countering for Georgia State, the redshirt freshman, Jake Himbry. 10 appearances, 4 starts, no decisions yet, ERA 4.88. He has struck out 29. It's game two of this showdown series in the Sun Belt Conference. Georgia State and Coastal Carolina coming up next here on 97.5 FM WGTJ.
If you're 65 or older, you know this. Seeing your healthcare costs go up and up is frustrating. And maybe you were just notified that your Medicare costs are increasing again, or you're just tired of the massive deductibles. Well, here's some good news. There's a program that can really help with this. It's MediShare 65 Plus. It's an affordable, reliable alternative. You can choose any Medicare provider. You get telehealth access anytime you need it. And MediShare 65 Plus is a low-cost option for those with Medicare Parts A and B, and it fills in the gaps where Medicare stops. MediShare is a Christian healthcare community that aligns with your faith. People actually pray for you, they encourage you, and it's proven too. It's been going strong for over 30 years now. So call now. You can get one low monthly price for up to 10 years. You're not stuck with increasing costs. You can do something about this today. Call MediShare 65 Plus. Find out how much you can save. Call 833-SHARE-55. That's 833-SHARE-55. 833-SHARE-55.
Your home is part of you, and keeping it comfortable and well-maintained is essential. Conditioned Air Systems is North Georgia's solution for residential heating, air, and plumbing services. For more than 40 years, our family has been committed to delivering the highest quality service by our certified technicians and plumbers. Experience the difference today when you choose Conditioned Air Systems for your home's heating, air, and plumbing needs. Quality you can feel, service you can trust. Visit conditionedairsystems.com to schedule an appointment.
Injuries are never planned and often happen after hours or over the weekend. That's why NGPG Orthopedic and Sports Medicine offers the Black and Blue Walk-In Clinic for injured athletes every Monday morning in their offices in Gainesville, Braselton, Buford, Houston, and Jefferson. No need to call. Just walk right in between 8:30 and 11:30 on Monday mornings. And one of their sports medicine and orthopedic doctors will be there to help identify, treat, and care for your injury. To learn more, you may visit ngpg.org/blackandblue.
Catching Caden Bodine, hitting third, Domenico Tozzi. He'll be the designated hitter. Batting cleanup, the third baseman, Walker Mitchell. Sebastian Alexander again in left field. He will bat fifth, batting sixth, and playing shortstop, Ty Dooley. 7-8-9, Dean Mijos out in center field. The first baseman, Colby Thorndike, and Wells Sykes out in right field. Kevin Schnall, first season as the head coach of the Chanticleers of Coastal Carolina. Starting pitcher for Georgia State this afternoon here in game two, it's the left-hander, Jake Himbry, 6'2 redshirt freshman out of North Paulding High School in Hiram, Georgia. 10 appearances so far this year, including 4 starts, no decisions as of yet. ERA 4.88. He's pitched right at 24 innings, allowing 21 hits, 13 earned runs. He has walked 15 and has struck out 29. He'll be working with Colin Hynek behind home plate. Defensively for the Panthers, it'll be Wills McGinnis at first, Caleb Freeman at second, Jesse Donahoe at third, Carter Bailey at short. Michael McGinnis starting out in left field. Cooper Milford, the freshman, gets a start in center. Jay Williams out in right. Game two, Georgia State at 19th-ranked Coastal Carolina here this afternoon from the ballpark at Panthersville. Blake Barthol, junior out of Allentown, Pennsylvania, a 252 hitter in 34 ball games, big swing and a miss. Had a Himbry fastball to start things out, six home runs on the season, including 25 RBIs on 28 hits. He was 1-for-5 at the plate on Friday night. It'll be Barthol, Bodine, and Tazi, top third of the order. Second pitch, foul tip to the back screen. And Himbry ahead in the count here, no balls, two strikes. Sun shining brightly across the ballpark here at Panthersville. The left-hander out of the stretch. 0-2 delivery. Just missed on the lower outside corner. It's 1-2. Himbry's 1-2 delivery. Nice cut by Barthol. Foul to the back screen. Coastal Carolina's win on Friday night and Southern Miss's win keep them in a two-way tie now for first place atop the standings in the Sun Belt Conference. Coastal Carolina 9-4 in Sun Belt Conference play. Georgia State now in a group of four in a four-way tie for second place. Here's the 1-2 pitch. There's a called third strike on Barthol. Great start for Jake Himbry. And for Himbry, picks up strikeout number 30 on the season. Drops it right on the outside corner of the strike zone. Caden Bodine will step in. He was 0-for-3 in the opener on Friday night. He's a junior from Haddon Heights, New Jersey. 295, three home runs, 20 runs driven in. Looks at a strike from Himbry on the first pitch. Bodine playing in his 35th game of the season. He's got 36 hits to this point. Left-hander turns, delivers. Hit high in the air. Looks like it'll land in foul territory, first base side. And it was actually caught by the right fielder, Jay Williams, in foul territory. Out of our line of sight. So quickly two down for the Chanticleers. Here in the top of the first. Domenico Tazi, the designated hitter out of Camp Hill, Pennsylvania. A freshman currently at 238. Three home runs, 20 RBIs. He was 0-for-4 in the opener. And Himbry starts him out with a straight-on fastball taken for strike one. Left-hander out of the stretch. Fastball misses up top. Count even now, ball and a strike. Walker Mitchell moves into the on-deck circle should the inning continue beyond Tazi's plate appearance. One-one fastball on the outside corner, swung at, missed. It's 1-2. Himbry comes set, his 1-2 pitch. Swung at, missed on a fastball, struck him out. Great start for the redshirt freshman, Jake Himbry, as he gets Barthol, Bodine, and Tazi in order with a couple of strikeouts. And we move now to the bottom of the first here in Atlanta. Georgia State coming to the plate. You're watching Sun Belt Conference Baseball on ESPN.
It's official. Newsmax has become a news giant. It's even listed on the New York Stock Exchange. Over 40 million Americans regularly turn to Newsmax for the news they need to know. They're tuning into the Newsmax channel on all major cable systems. They watch Newsmax, too, on all streaming platforms. They go online to Newsmax.com for breaking headlines. Millions more have downloaded the free Newsmax app on their smartphone and home TV. Reuters says Newsmax is one of the top news brands in America. Even President Trump says Newsmax is terrific, and he's watching. Tens of millions of Americans like you have made the switch to Newsmax for the news they can trust. So make the switch today. You won't ever look back.
Georgia State Baseball on the Georgia State Radio Network.
Starting lineup for the Georgia State Panthers here in Game 2, leading things off, the left fielder Michael McGinnis. He'll be followed by the second baseman Caleb Freeman and Colin Hynek hitting third, doing the catching. 4, 5, and 6 for the Panthers. Will McGinnis, the first baseman. Jesse Donahoe over at third, and Jay Williams batting sixth. He's out in right field, 7, 8, 9. Cooper Milford getting a start in center field. He'll bat seventh. Hitting eighth is Cole Griffith, who's doing the designated hitter duties. And Carter Bailey, the starting shortstop, will bat ninth. Brad Stromdahl, Georgia State's head coach, sixth season as the head coach of the Panthers. On the hill for Coastal Carolina, they'll go with their 6'6 right-handed sophomore, Cameron Fluke. He's out of Egg Harbor Township, New Jersey. A record of 2 wins and a loss, ERA 3.35 in 8 starts. 43 innings, 34 hits, 20 runs, 16 of those earned. He has walked 12 and has struck out 42. So Michael McGinnis to lead things off, the redshirt junior from Noonan, Georgia. Started all 36 games this year, hitting .336. 5 home runs, he's driven in 31. Had a pretty good night on Friday night. As he looks at a first pitch fastball strike on the outside corner. McGinnis was 2 for 5 with 2 runs scored against the Shawnee Clears. Again, McGinnis, Freeman, and Hynek here in the Georgia State first. Another fastball. This one hits a little low in the zone. It's 2-0. Actually, correction, it's 1-1. They had it wrong out in the scoreboard. 1-1 here to the Panthers left fielder. Fluky into the wind, and this one here is hit out into left field, shading over and making the catch for the shot of clears, Sebastian Alexander, and there's one down here in the Georgia State first. Caleb Freeman out of Flowery Branch, Georgia, who transferred in during the offseason from Auburn. Heading to home plate. Here's the defensive lineup. Caden Bodine working with Fluky behind home plate. Colby Thorndike getting a start at first base. Blake Barthol at second. Walker Mitchell at third. Ty Dooley at short. Alexander, Mijos, and Sykes in the shot of clear outfield. First pitch, fastball strike that just touches the inside corner of the strike zone. Caleb Freeman, the senior, currently hitting .364 with 10 home runs and 35 RBIs. Fastball strike quickly down in the count here, 0-2. The right-hander Wines delivers. Breaking ball missed. One ball, 2 strikes here to the Georgia State second baseman. Another breaking ball that misses. And the count even here at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Colin Hynek in the on-deck circle, the Panthers catcher. 2-2 fastball, big swing, but fouled off on the ground on the first base side. Georgia Georgia State in that four-way tie for second place in the Sun Belt. Panthers again at 22-14 and now 8-5. They're in a tie with Troy, Appalachian State, and Louisiana. Big series this weekend. Here's the 2-2. And that was a fastball. Big cut. Fouled off the top of the plate. And it remains two balls and two strikes. Freeman awaits the 2-2, and the pitch from Flukey. Fastball low and inside. Good eye. It's a full count. Georgia State is a ball club hitting 277. They've hit 57 home runs. Number 57 came last night off the bat of Colin Hynek. They've driven in a total of 262. Payoff pitch, and that's lined down the line at first base. And Colby Thorndike, a nice stabbing catch there on that hard hit ball off the bat of Caleb Freeman for out number two. Great play defensively by Thorndike over at first. So two down, here's Colin Hynek. Again, Hynek last night, 1-for-2, had a solo home run. He also walked twice as he looks at strike one on the first pitch. The right-hander, 0-1 delivery, just hits the corner. Flukey ahead in the count here, no balls and two strikes. Another nice breeze here at Panthersville this afternoon. The flag out in left center blowing straight out to left field. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Swung at and missed. Hynek down on strikes. And like Jake Himbrey in the top half of the inning, Coastal Carolina starter Cameron Flukey looks pretty good as well. Panthers go in order, no runs, no hits, nobody left. And as we head to the second inning here in Atlanta, Georgia State, Coastal Carolina scoreless. You're watching Sun Belt Conference Baseball on ESPN.
Injuries are never planned and often happen after hours or over the weekend. That's why NGPG Orthopedic and Sports Medicine offers the Black and Blue Walk-In Clinic for injured athletes every Monday morning in their offices in Gainesville, Braselton, Buford, Houston, and Jefferson. No need to call. Just walk right in between 8:30 and 11:30 on Monday mornings. And one of their sports medicine and orthopedic doctors will be there to help identify, treat, and care for your injury. To learn more, you may visit ngpg.org/blackandblue.
This is Michael Leader, assistant baseball coach with Georgia State University. Join us this summer for our annual Brad Stromdahl baseball camps. We host a variety of camp options from June 2nd through July 3rd in Tucker, Georgia, for youth players of all ages. Instruction will include hitting, defense, and pitching. Come join the Panthers for 5 days filled with summer baseball fun. To register or for more information, please visit online at stromdahlbaseball.com.
Georgia State Baseball on the Georgia State Radio Network.
Here at the ballpark at Panthersville, time now for a Coastal Carolina season recap. Again, 25-9 after their win on Friday night. They're now 9-4 in conference play, tied for first place. Chanticleers have won 7 of their last 9 ball games, and they have 2 wins against quad one programs. A win against number 3 Clemson and number 12 NC State, coming in at either number 19 or number 21, depending upon which poll you follow in college baseball. And they will play game 3 here tomorrow afternoon at 1 p.m. as the Panthers and the Chanticleers wrap up a 3-game weekend series. Due up for the Chanticleers here in the top half of the second, the 4, 5, and 6 hitters, Walker Mitchell, Sebastian Alexander, and Ty Dooley. So Walker Mitchell, who went 1-for-2 with 2 runs scored on Friday night, will step in. He's a sophomore out of Lexington, South Carolina. Currently hitting .290 with 3 home runs and 16 RBIs. First pitch from Himbry. Fastball low and inside, ball one. Left-hander comes set, the 1-0 pitch. Inside upper corner of the strike zone. And it's a one ball, one strike count. Pitch down low, runs it to two balls and a strike. Again, Mitchell playing in his 37th game of the season. Solid over at third base for the Chanticleers. The 2-1 from Himbry. Again, low and inside, three balls and a strike. Himbry's 3-1 delivery. That's fouled off over on the first base side. Full count here to Walker Mitchell. Himbry striking out two in the first. Here's the payoff pitch. Fastball just missed low. And a walk to Walker Mitchell.
Now batting, number one, Sebastian Alexander.
16th base on balls issued by Jake Himbry this year. Sebastian Alexander will step in, the left fielder. He's a redshirt senior out of Mayfield, Ohio. Currently hitting .244, he's hit 7 home runs, had a grand slam on Friday nights, driven in 28 on 21 total hits this year. And it looks at a breaking ball strike on the first pitch from Georgia State's Jake Himbry. The 0-1 pitch, low. Inside for ball one, evens the count at a ball and a strike. Himbry keeping an eye on Walker Mitchell over at first. He's 3-for-5 in stolen base opportunities this year. 1-1 pitch hit high in the air left field. Michael McGinnis, sunglasses on, shading back towards the warning track. Lost it in the sun, off the wall in left. And holding on and then heading for second is Mitchell. He had to wait and see if McGinnis was going to be able to make the catch. You could tell right away there was a little uncertainty with that ball hit so high and the sun shining right in his face. And now Coastal Carolina, same situation last night with the pop out right behind third base that Jesse Donahoe had trouble with. And now Coastal Carolina has runners at first and second with nobody out. Panthers in on the edge of the grass at first and third. For Ty Dooley, the shortstop. Senior out of Elgin, South Carolina. First pitch, Himbry. Showing bunt, ball gets by Hynek. Runners will advance. Coastal Carolina now runners at second and third on the pass ball. Well, that was a tough one for Colin Hynek on that pitch from Himbry. Took a bounce right in front of the plate. A little bit of spin on that ball sent it to Hynek's left towards the backstop. It's a one ball, no strike count here to Ty Dooley. Hitting .298, four home runs, 17 RBIs. Fouls off the second pitch, and that'll even the count at one ball, one strike. Left-handed hitter steps in against the lefty, Jake Himbry. 1-1 pitch, line drive, that's going to drop in left. Mitchell will come around and score. Alexander will come around and score, and Coastal Carolina has jumped out to the early 2-0 lead. Two RBI single off the bat of Ty Dooley. Dooley picks up hit number 26, RBIs number 18 and 19. So the drop ball in left field comes back to haunt Georgia State. Still nobody out here in the top of the second. And two runs already across. Hembree will turn and make a throw over to Wills McGinnis at first, chasing back Ty Dooley. Got about a three-step lead off the bag over at first base. Showing bunt, laid down beautifully towards Donahoe at third. The throw to McGinnis in time to get the first out. The runner advances. Nice job on that sacrifice bunt by Mijos. Colby Thorndike will step in. Did not play Friday night, getting a start here at first in game two. Redshirt sophomore, Lumberton, North Carolina. He's played in 31 games this year, currently at 273 with 15 RBIs. Runner down at second, one out here in the second. And a first pitch to Thorndike from Hembree. Misses the spot, it's 1-0. Out of the stretch, check swing, went around, it's a strike. And the count even now at a ball and a strike. For Colby Thorndike, this is at bat 100 on the season. The 1-1 from Hembree, swung at, missed. And Jake ahead in the count here, 1-2 to Thorndike. One-two pitch, swung at, missed. He struck out Colby Thorndike swinging. Third strikeout for Jake Hembree. He's now struck out 32 batters on the season. The number nine hitter for the Chanticleers headed for home plate. That's Wells Sykes, the right fielder. Sykes went 0-3 on Friday night. He's out of Gilbert, South Carolina, currently at 274. Three home runs, 15 runs driven in this season. And Hembree starts him out with a fastball strike on the outside corner. Again, Ty Dooley aboard down at second. Two runs have already crossed. Swing and a miss. On a slider on the outside corner, it's 0-2. Hembree negotiating the sign with Hynek, and the 0-2 delivery. Swung at, missed. He got him with a high fastball. Fourth strikeout for Jake Hembree, who's now struck out 33. But Coastal Carolina takes advantage of the drop ball out in left field. They score two runs on two hits, no errors, and they leave one left. We head to the bottom of the second. Coastal Carolina 2, Georgia State nothing. You're watching Sun Belt Conference Baseball from Atlanta on ESPN.
If you're 65 or older, you know this. Seeing your healthcare costs go up and up is frustrating. And maybe you were just notified that your Medicare costs are increasing again, or you're just tired of the massive deductibles. Well, here's some good news. There's a program that can really help with this. It's MediShare 65+. It's an affordable, reliable alternative. You can choose any Medicare provider. You get telehealth access anytime you need it. And MediShare 65 Plus is a low-cost option for those with Medicare Parts A and B, and it fills in the gaps where Medicare stops. MediShare is a Christian healthcare community that aligns with your faith. People actually pray for you. They encourage you. And it's proven, too. It's been going strong for over 30 years now. So call now. You can get one low monthly price for up to 10 years. You're not stuck with increasing costs. You can do something about this today. Call MediShare 65 Plus. Find out how much you can save. Call 833-SHARE-55. That's 833-SHARE-55. 833-SHARE-55.
Georgia State Baseball on the Georgia State Radio Network.
Sun Belt Conference College Baseball scoreboard on Friday night. They're all finals, obviously. Appalachian State gets a win on the road at Marshall, 6-0 the final score there. James Madison beats Troy 7-3. That drops Troy into that four-way tie in second place. Old Dominion gets a win on the road in the opening game of the series at Georgia Southern, 7-6. It was Louisiana, 9-3 over Louisiana Monroe. Southern Miss a win on the road at Texas State, 5-2. Southern Miss in that two-way tie with Coastal Carolina atop the standings. And it was a final in Jonesboro, Arkansas. Red Wolves 6-3 over South Alabama. Of course, here in Atlanta, Coastal Carolina hanging on for that 6-5 win over Georgia State in the opening game of our series here. For the Panthers here in the second, their 4-5 and 6 hitters, Wills McGinnis, Jesse Donahoe, Jay Williams. Wills McGinnis, the freshman out of Noonan, Georgia, steps in and looks at a strike on the outside corner on the first pitch from Flukie. McGinnis currently at 293, 5 home runs, 31 RBIs, which interestingly enough is the same total as his older brother, Michael, who's got 5 home runs and 31 RBIs. The difference is Michael's hitting 336 in 36 ball games. Will's hitting 293 in 36 ball games. A little rivalry there between the McGinnis brothers, the 0-2 pitch, and this one fouled off over here on the first base side. No balls, two strikes the count. Flukie turns and fires, and that's hit sharply in the ground. Fair ball right over the bag at third. Wills McGinnis will make the turn, and he will head into second sliding. And a leadoff double for Wills McGinnis, his 37th hit of the season. He's now got 7 doubles on the year. And the Panthers have their leadoff hitter aboard here in the second. Leadoff double, first hit of the ball game for Georgia State. It'll bring up Jesse Donahoe, the Panthers' third baseman. Donahoe, a junior out of Columbus, Georgia. Comes into game two hitting 271. He's hit 8 home runs and driven in 25 here on the season. And drives this one into the gap and right. McGinnis will round third. He'll score. Holding up at first is Jesse Donahoe. Donahoe drives in his 26th run of the season. It's a 2-1 ball game as McGinnis comes around to score. Donahoe, the RBI single. For Jesse Donahoe, hit number 37 for him on the season. Jay Williams on his way to home plate. So Jay Williams, who went 0-for-4 on Friday night, senior out of Atlanta, former Blazer at UAB before transferring to Atlanta, currently hitting 290, a couple of home runs, 18 RBIs. His next hit will be his 30th of the season. Ball one on the first pitch to Williams. Flukie comes set. And misses high and outside with a fastball. And time called as Caden Bodine heads out to talk to Cameron Flukey. And at the same time, the Chanticleer pitching coach, Matt Williams, on his way out of the dugout. They're going to have a mini conference on the hill right now. That'll give us time for a Georgia State home season recap. Panthers right now 22-14, 8-5 in conference play, 17-6 here at Panthersville, 5-8 on the road. Four-game winning streak snapped last night with that 6-5 loss here to the Chanticleers. Go back to the start of the season. Great start for Brad Stromdahl and this crew. The start of the year at 6-1. They've come close but have not managed to win over a power four. A couple of losses to Georgia, home and over in Athens, and a loss at Georgia Tech and a loss at South Carolina. So a two-ball, no-strike count right now to Jay Williams. And so your home plate umpire, Mark Anthony Edwards, and we can't hear it up here in the press box what the ruling is. And now Brad Stromdahl, the slow walk from the coach's box at third. And he'll have a quick word with Jay Williams. So time called now, Coach Stromdahl and Jay Williams in a short discussion. What that was all about, I'm not sure. But Williams will step back in. The 2-1 pitch on the way from Cameron Flukey. Right-hander turns, delivers, fastball, evens the count at 2-2. Jesse Donahoe aboard over at first. The 2-1 pitch. Showing bunt right down the middle for the strike. It's 2-2. Two-two count here on Jay Williams. Right-hander turns and fires, and that's a called third strike. Rung him up. And for Flukey, that's his second strikeout. He's now struck out batters 43-44 on the season. And Cooper Milford, who did not play on Friday night, getting a start in center field, stepping into the box at home plate. Freshman out of Cumming, Georgia. And started his collegiate baseball career over in Athens at Georgia. Currently hitting 208 on the year. Looks at ball one on the first pitch. He has not homered. He's driven in five runs on five hits this year. About a three-step lead off the bag for Donahoe. Not necessarily a threat to steal. He's only attempted one stolen base this season. He was successful on that attempt, but that one attempt is pretty much it. One ball, one strike count here on Milford. Breaking ball just missed on the outside corner. Milford's 2-1 pitch. Fastball misses high and inside. 3-1 the count. Coastal scored two runs in the top half of the inning. Georgia State has already answered with one here in the bottom half of the second. 3-1 pitch. Misses again, high and inside, ball four. So Milford showing patience at the plate, draws the walk. And now Georgia State with runners at first and second, one out. And Cole Griffith, senior out of Sarasota, Florida, transfer from Winthrop, hitting in the DH role this afternoon. Today playing in his 27th ball game of the season. He's again out of Sarasota. Currently hitting .271 with three home runs. He's driven in 13 this year. Donahoe the lead runner at second. Big swing and a miss on the first pitch from Cameron Flukey. The 0-1 delivery. Fastball swung at it, right through it, and it's 0-2. No balls, two strikes. Griffith digs in. And a pitch hit foul in the air right down the first baseline. Still a no ball, two strike count. Flukey comes set. Fastball struck him out. That is the third strikeout for Cameron Flukey. Now struck out 45 batters this year. Griffith down on strikes for out number two. And Carter Bailey, the Georgia State shortstop. Bailey, a redshirt freshman out of Chandler, Arizona, .239, six home runs, 28 RBIs. He was 0 for 4 on Friday night. Looking for his first hit of the series, and he takes a strike on the first pitch from Flukey. Potential RBI opportunity right here with Donahoe down at second. The 0-1 pitch, just above the plate, low, 1-1. So far for the Panthers, a run on two hits. The 1-1 pitch to Bailey. Takes it for a strike, it's 1-2. Flukey's 1-2 pitch, fastball strike on the corner, and Bailey caught looking. That is strikeout number 1-2-3-4 for the starter Cameron Flukey. And for the Panthers, they do score a run on two hits, no errors, and they're going to strand two base runners, including the lead runner Donahoe down at second. Coastal Carolina 2-1 as we head to the third here at Atlanta. You're watching Sunbelt Conference Baseball on ESPN.
On-time service and experience matter for your home's heating and air system. For more than 40 years, Conditioned Air Systems has been North Georgia's solution for residential HVAC installation, maintenance, and repair. Family-owned and operated, we deliver the highest quality service on any brand and model with no hidden fees, promising 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Comfort you can feel, quality you can trust. Visit ConditionedAirSystems.com to schedule an appointment.
This is Michael Leader, assistant baseball coach with Georgia State University. Join us this summer for our annual Brad Stromdahl baseball camps. We host a variety of camp options from June 2nd through July 3rd in Tucker, Georgia for youth players of all ages. Instruction will include hitting, defense, and pitching. Come join the Panthers for 5 days filled with summer baseball fun. To register or for more information, please visit online at stromdahlbaseball.com.
Georgia State Baseball on the Georgia State Radio Network.
Series history between Georgia State and Coastal Carolina. 25th meeting all-time between the Panthers and Chanticleers here this afternoon. Coastal Carolina leads the all-time series, now 17-7. They've won 8 of the last 9, including 6 straight, including last night's 6-5 win. And the series between Georgia State and Coastal Carolina goes back to the 2017 season. For the Chanticleers, holding on to a 2-1 lead, Blake Barthol, Caden Bodine, Domenico Tazzi. Top third of the order due up here in the third. Barthol struck out looking in his previous plate appearance today. 250 with 6 home runs and 25 runs driven in. Left-handed bat against the lefty, Jake Himbrie. Starts him out with a breaking ball that misses low, ball one. Two runs, two hits, no errors to this point for Coastal Carolina. The 1-0 pitch, and that's hit high in the air, center field. Milford shading over right on the warning track, right up against the wall in center field, makes the catch. Well hit ball, but caught by Milford. And there's one down here in the third. Coastal Carolina coming into game two as a ball club hitting 259, 37 combined home runs. The Alexander Grand Slam on Friday night was number 37. They've driven in a total of 204 runs so far this season. Caden Bodine stepping in. First pitch taken outside, ball one. Bodine had a fly ball out to right field, right up against the line in his previous plate appearance. Came in at 295 with 3 home runs and 20 RBIs. Pitch again. Just above home plate, above the dirt, it's 2-0. The left-hander out of the stretch. Fastball misses high and inside. 3 balls, no strikes. Going back to the Friday night series opener, one thing that Coastal Carolina, very successful at getting their leadoff hitters aboard. The 3-0 pitch, right down the middle, 3-1. Himbrie comes set for the 3-1 pitch. Lost him with a fastball up top and outside. Bodine draws the walk. Second walk issued by Jake Himbrie. And with one out here in the third, Bodine will make his way down to first. Domenico Tazzi stepping in. He struck out swinging to end the first inning. Himbrie starts him out with a breaking ball strike outside in. Nice pitch there from the redshirt freshman Georgia State hurler. The 0-1 pitch taken for strike two. Upper portion of that strike zone working for Himbrie. And he's ahead in the count here. No balls and 2 strikes. One out, one on here for the Chanticleers in the third. And that one hit out to right field, giving chase, and a ball going to bounce off the base of the wall. Fielded out in right field by Jay Williams, coming around second, heading to third is Caden Bodine, and it's a stand-up double for Domenico Tazzi.
Now batting, number 5, Walker Mitchell.
Another look at the swing there by Domenico Tazzi. Drives that one out into right field. That's his 20th hit of the season. He's now got 7 doubles on the year as well. Third baseman Walker Mitchell will step in. One out, runners at second and third. 290 with 3 home runs, 16 runs driven in. Has an RBI opportunity right here. And the Hembry breaking ball breaks a little high, taken for ball one. Left-hander turns, delivers. That pitch in the dirt, nice block by Hynek behind home plate. Two balls, no strikes, the count here to Walker Mitchell. Sophomore from Lexington, South Carolina. Drives this one out into right field. Williams underneath it makes the catch, tagging at third. And coming in and scoring is Caden Bodine. And it's now a 3-1 lead for Coastal Carolina. So Walker Mitchell drives in his 17th run of the year. And the walk turns into a run for the Chanticleers. Sebastian Alexander singled and scored a run in the second. Currently hitting .253 on the year. Two down here in the third for the Chanticleers. They've still got a runner aboard down at second base. A strike on the inside corner on the first pitch from Hembry to Alexander. Left-hander out of the stretch. Just hits the corner. And Hembry ahead in the count here. No balls and 2 strikes. Boy, that grand slam that Alexander hit last night. I was telling somebody, even if the wind had been blowing in, that ball would have gotten out of the ballpark. That's how hard it was hit. The 0-2 pitch. Tried to get him to chase. A pitch up a little high. Backs off, it's 1-2. Again, misses up top. That'll even things up at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Embry's got to be careful to not leave anything right in the middle of the plate. Missed on the outside corner. That flag is blowing briskly straight out to left field. Count full here to Sebastian Alexander. Called third strike on the outside corner. Great location on that payoff pitch from Hembry. And Alexander caught looking. Another strikeout for Jake Hembry, but one run scores on one hit, one left, and as we head now to the bottom of the third, Coastal Carolina has a 3-1 lead over Georgia State here in Atlanta. You're watching Sunbelt Conference Baseball on ESPN.
With Progressive, it's easy to reach customer service with our app, website, chat, or by phone. Because when getting help is hard, it's not help at all.
A little help. A little help over here.
Thank you for calling Bench Press Assistance.
What?
Due to excessive gym volume, all available spotters are currently lifting heavy weights off the chests of other bench pressers.
Seriously?
Please continue to hold, and we will remove the barbell from your chest in the order in which your cry for help was received.
Getting assistance should be easy. With Progressive, it is. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Don't settle for less. Your dog deserves the best. That's why we created Dr. Fido's, a plant-based dog food topper packed with 40 ingredients, made with whole foods from carrots to bananas. Vet developed, dog trusted. This is the human-grade dog food topper that gives you peace of mind. Spoil them with the best. Go to drphytos.com and subscribe today and save $20 a month. That's drphytos.com.
Georgia State Baseball on the Georgia State Radio
Network.
Back
here at the ballpark at Panthersville, Georgia State trailing Coastal Carolina by a 3-1 score. Three runs on three hits for the Shawnee Clears, a run on two hits for Georgia State. The latest Sun Belt Conference baseball standings. Again, there you see that two-way tie atop the league. 19th-ranked Coastal Carolina, 23rd-ranked Southern Miss, both 9-4 in league play. Georgia State dropped into a four-way tie with 18th-ranked Troy, Appalachian State, and Louisiana. All four of those schools are 8-5. Georgia Southern, Texas State, Arkansas State, Old Dominion in a four-way tie at 6-7. Marshall and James Madison, followed by South Alabama and the Warhawks of Louisiana Monroe. But keeping an eye on Coastal and Southern Miss, and then the next four, all battling for that top spot here in the Sun Belt. And a big, big weekend for a lot of schools in this conference. Leading things off for the Panthers, Michael McGinnis had a fly ball out to left field in his only previous plate appearance. McGinnis at 336, five home runs, 31 RBIs. Cameron Flukie just hits the corner for strike two. McGinnis, Freeman, Hynek here in the Georgia State third. Right-hander into the wind. And popped him up here in the infield. Who's going to have a play? Third baseman Walker Mitchell calls for it. Makes the catch for out number one. So Michael McGinnis retired. One down here in the Panthers third. And it brings up Flowery Branch native Caleb Freeman. Hit the ball hard, real hard, but lined it right into the glove of Colby Thorndike over at first. His first time at the plate this afternoon. Flukie misses with that first pitch outside, a little high. One-oh delivery, and that ball pops out of the catcher's mitt. We were talking on the broadcast last night with regards to Caleb Freeman. Currently leading the Sun Belt Conference in slugging percentage in doubles with 20, and with base on balls totaling 44. 2-0 pitch, big cut, fouls this one off behind us in the press box. Two balls and a strike, the count here to Freeman. Hynek will hit next. Flukie drops it in there but just misses. Looked like a pretty good pitch. Instead, it's 3-1. Right-hander into the wind. Pops this one into foul territory, third base side, down towards the Georgia State bullpen. And Sebastian Alexander gave it a great shot. I thought actually at the last second he was going to be able to make that catch. Swirling up in the winds, just out of his reach in foul territory. Another look at that high fly ball. Again, in foul territory, Alexander caught up to it. It just kind of moved a little bit to his left. Out of his reach. Payoff pitch on the way from Flukie. And that slap foul down the first base side. So Freeman will live to see another pitch. One for four on Friday night. Two runs scored. He drove in a run. Had his first triple of the season as well. Here's the payoff pitch again. And again, it's ripped foul on the first base side. Come on, So number 99 digs in. Again, the payoff delivery from Flukie. And that's a called third strike. Got him on the inside corner of the strike zone with a fastball. And Freeman caught looking. 1, 2, 3, 4. Five strikeouts now for Cameron Flukie. He's now struck out 47 opposing batters on the season. 2 down here in the Georgia State third, nobody on. And the catcher, Colin Hynek, 0 for 1 today, struck out earlier. He's hitting 250 on the year. And looks at a strike on the first pitch. Right-hander into the wide. Here's the 0-1. Fastball misses low. Count even out, 1 ball, 1 strike. Coastal Carolina holding on to a 2-run lead, 3-1. Fastball, pop this one up, but it's foul behind us here in the press box. Wills McGinnis would hit next if Heine can get aboard. The 1-2 pitch. That's a called third strike right there. Just reared back and blew a fastball right by Colin Hynek, who's now struck out twice. The Panthers go in order. Top of the order, McGinnis, Freeman, and Hynek. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. And as we head now to the fourth, Coastal Carolina leading Georgia State 3-1. A Sunbelt showdown in Atlanta. We're back after this on ESPN.
If you need on-time, expert plumbing service, Conditioned Air Systems is here for you. Our plumbers deliver the highest quality service in North Georgia 24 hours a day and 7 days a week. We've been North Georgia's source for elite residential and commercial services since 1983. Our licensed plumbers offer services for installation and repairs of pipes, water heaters, septic lines, and sump pumps. Choose Conditioned Air Systems for quality service and unmatched knowledge for your plumbing needs.
This is Michael Leader, assistant baseball coach with Georgia State University. Join us this summer for our annual Brad Stromdahl baseball camps. We host a variety of camp options from June 2nd through July 3rd in Tucker, Georgia, for youth players of all ages. Instruction will include hitting, defense, and pitching. Come join the Panthers for 5 days filled with summer baseball fun. To register or for more information, please visit online at stromdahlbaseball.com.
Georgia State Baseball on the Georgia State Radio Network.
Here at the ballpark at Panthersville, we're just outside of downtown Atlanta. Beautiful afternoon for game two of this series between Georgia State and Coastal Carolina. And the Chanticleer is currently holding on to a 3-1 lead. They've got 3 hits. They've not committed any errors. Georgia State will run on 2 hits. And they have not committed an error. Due up for the Chanticleers, Ty Dooley, Dean Mijos, and Colby Thorndike. What's on tap for Georgia State Athletics here on ESPN? Softball on the road in Conway at Coastal Carolina. And beach volleyball taking on North Alabama, 5 p.m. Eastern time. Coming up on Sunday, softball will close out their series at Coastal Carolina. And we'll be right here for Georgia State and Coastal Carolina, 1 p.m. Eastern time, first pitch in Game 3 for the Panthers and the Chanticleers. Again, Ty Dooley will lead things off, followed by Dean Mijos and Colby Thorndike. So far, Dooley with a single in the second. That's his 26th hit of the year. First pitch on the way from Jake Himbry. Missed way outside, ball one. Left-hander turns and delivers a strike on the second pitch. Count even now, 1 ball, 1 strike. 1-1 pitch just missed low and outside. Two balls and a strike. Ty Dooley playing in his 29th game of the season. 2-1 pitch was a check swing. They'll check with the umpire over at third, and he will say no. 3-1 the count. Mark Anthony Edwards, your home plate umpire this afternoon. Shaylor Smith over at first. Lee Cannizzaro at third. And a 3-1 pitch. High and outside, taken for ball four. But once again, the leadoff hitter aboard one way or the other.
Center fielder, Dean Mijos.
Dean Mijos will step in. Laid down a really nice sacrifice bunt to move runners from first and second to second and third, his previous plate appearance. Currently hitting 305 on the year. And the first pitch was a check swing that makes contact, fouls it off on the first base side. The 0-1 pitch again showing bunt. Runner goes. Heinick going to make that throw down to Freeman. Great throw. A little bit of a late start for second by Dooley, and he's thrown out easily by Colin Heinick. The tag applied there by Caleb Freeman, the second baseman. So one down here in the fourth. And Colin Heinick knew he had just a little bit of extra time on that throw. And that's going to be sharply hit. First pitch, Mijos will drive it into left center. Milford will send it back into the infield. And for Dean Mijos, the junior out of Chester Springs, Pennsylvania, that is hit number 40 on the season, 4-0. So now one out, one on for the Chanticleers here in the fourth. Colby Thorndike struck out, swinging his previous plate appearance. Steps in for the second time against Jake Kimbrey. First pitch low and outside, ball one. Embry comes set. His 0-1 is 1-0 pitch, I should say. Misses up top and a little bit outside as well. Down in the count here. Two balls, no strikes to Thorndike. Here's the 2-0 pitch. That one misses right around the knees inside. Three balls, no strikes the count. And time called here in the midst of a three-ball, no-strike count. Christian Castori, Georgia State's first-year pitching coach, emerges from the dugout. And it'll be an all-inclusive conference on the mound here for the Panthers. Time now for news and notes around the Sun Belt Conference. And the Sun Belt currently with three ranked teams. Troy coming in at number 18 this week. This Coastal team at number 19 or 21. And Southern Miss at number 23. Coastal Carolina, we talked about this on Friday night, leads the Sun Belt Conference. ERA 3.26. And Georgia State leads the Sun Belt Conference with 315 strikeouts. All a part of what makes this a much anticipated, much watched weekend series around the Sun Belt. 3-0 pitch. There's a strike from Hembry. It's now 3-1 here to Thorndike. Thorndike in 31 games, 273. 3-1 pitch. Great location in there for a strike. Whatever Coach Castori said has had an effect on the first two pitches since the conference ended. Here's the payoff delivery. And lost him with a breaking ball that dipped in the dirt. Second walk issued here in the inning by Jake Kimbrey. And now the shot of clears with one out, have runners at first and second. Wells Sykes, the number nine hitter in the order, struck out back in the second, stepping in. Currently hitting 271. He's a senior out of Gilbert, South Carolina. And the first pitch from Kimbrey misses low for ball one. The 1-0 delivery, and that's fouled off behind us here in the press box. So the count even. Situation would obviously be much different if not for the walk to Thorndike. One ball, one strike. Just missed on the lower outside corner, 2-1 the count. In the dirt, and the throw down to second. I got a man in the middle. The throw over to Donahoe. Applied the tag, but sliding in underneath it was Ty Dooley, and they're going to rule that he is safe over at third. Correction, that's Dean Mijos. Dooley was caught stealing. That was Mijos, the lead runner. And I believe this one may be reviewed. We'll get a look on our ESPN replay, Mijos sliding in. And I think the umpire got the call correct. He slid in before Donahoe was able to apply the tag. And if the ruling comes out like I think it will, and a good job by our camera crew here at Panthersville today, it looked like Mijos slid in before the tag was even applied. That would give Coastal Carolina runners at first and third. But the previous play is under review. The call on the field is safe over at third base. And I believe that is the correct call. But we'll wait for the umpiring crew to make a ruling. It's a 3-ball, 1-strike count here to Wells Sykes. So the umpires just outside the fence taking a look at the video replay. And we'll see what the ruling is here in just a moment. Another look. The throw down to second. Freeman makes the throw to Donahoe. A swinging tag, but I believe that the right foot for Mijos touched the bag before the tag was applied. But we'll wait for the ruling. In all honesty, I'm surprised it's taken this long. Thank you. play under review here at the ballpark at Panthersville. Umpires emerge, and the ruling at third is safe. Well, that's what I thought it would be. Great job by our camera crew on a couple of different angles on that tag applied by Donahoe to Mijos. And so now runners at first and third for Coastal Carolina. And one out now for the Panthers. 3-1 count here on Wells Sykes. Five strikeouts so far this afternoon for Jake Kimbrey. He could use one right here. Here's the 3-1 pitch. And he lost him, and now the bases are loaded. I spoke too soon. Third walk issued by Jake Kimbrey here in the fourth.
Now batting number 7, Blake Barthol.
He has struck out 5, and he has walked 5 batters. Top of the order again for the shot of clears brings up Blake Barthol. He's 0 for 2 today with a strikeout. Had a fly ball out to center field, his last plate appearance. And he puts this one in the air. Shallow left. McGinnis will come on over. Again, battling the sun, make the catch. And here's a throw back in. Right on target to Colin Hynek. That'll hold Mijos over at third base. Beautiful throw back in from somewhat shallow left center. From Michael McGinnis.
Now batting number 17, Caden Bodine.
So the bases are loaded now with 2 down for Caden Bodine. Walked and scored a run in the third. Had a fly ball out to right back in the first. First pitch on the way to Bodine, breaking ball strike. Big opportunity here for the redshirt freshman Kimbrey. Get out of this inning without surrendering a run. Fastball misses outside. Count even now, 1-1. Mijos at third, Thorndike at second, Sykes at first. The 1-1 delivery. Missed inside, ball 2. Two balls and a strike. Kimbrey delivers fastball that misses low, 3-1. Big pitch here for Jake Kimbrey. 3-1 delivery. Turns and fires and places it perfectly. Strike 2. Runs the count full. He's a strike away of getting out of the inning. And Coastal Carolina stranding 3 on board. Payoff pitch. 3-2 delivery. And lost it in the dirt. It'll go as ball 4. Mijos will come in and score to make it a 4-1 ball game. The bases are still loaded, still 2 outs. So one run across here in the fourth. Domenico Tozzi, the designated hitter, has struck out and doubled. Currently hitting 244. First pitch on the way from Hembree. Breaking ball strike. Looked a little off speed, but great placement. And he's up 0-1 on the count. So far, one run on one hit. It's the walks that have been a problem. The 0-1 pitch. Breaking ball got away from him that time. A little out, not a little. Out, high and outside, evens the count at a ball and a strike. One pitch. Broke a little early and just to the outside. It's 2-1. And now time called is head coach Brad Stromdahl, the slow walk from the Georgia State dugout. Out to the mound. Panthers again going to gather together atop the mound for a conference here. Again, we saw this situation last night, and I'm sure Brad is quickly reminded of the Sebastian Alexander Grand Slam in the fourth. What inning we're in? We're in the fourth inning, and Coastal Carolina has the bases loaded with two outs. Granted, Alexander's not at the plate. Domenico Tozzi is, but Tozzi has hit three out of the ballpark this year. And the Panthers just want to be careful. Looks like Georgia State is going to make a pitching change. And coming in from the Georgia State bullpen is number 12, the right-hander J.D. Smith. A correction, number 32, Brian Crooms, the right-hander from Metter, Georgia. So Crooms making his way in from the Georgia State bullpen. And we'll give you his numbers. On the other side of this timeout, 4-1 Coastal Carolina leading Georgia State. They've got the bases loaded with two outs. And we're back to the ballpark at Panthersville. After this timeout, you're watching Sunbelt Conference Baseball on ESPN.
Your home is part of you, and keeping it comfortable and well-maintained is essential. Conditioned Air Systems is North Georgia's solution for residential heating, air, and plumbing services. For more than 40 years, our family has been committed to delivering the highest quality service by our certified technicians and plumbers. Experience the difference today when you choose Conditioned Air Systems for your home's heating, air, and plumbing needs. Quality you can feel, service you can trust. Visit conditionedairsystems.com to schedule an appointment.
This is Michael Leader, assistant baseball coach with Georgia State University. Join us this summer for our annual Brad Stromdahl baseball camps. We host a variety of camp options from June 2nd through July 3rd in Tucker, Georgia, for youth players of all ages. Instruction will include hitting, defense, and pitching. Come join the Panthers for 5 days filled with summer baseball fun. To register or for more information, please visit online at stromdahlbaseball.com.
Georgia State Baseball on the Georgia State Radio Network.
Pitching change for Brad Stromdahl and Georgia State. Jake Hembree taken out of the ballgame for Brian Crooms. Crooms wearing number 32. 6-foot senior right-hander. He's out of Metter, Georgia. Came out of Metter High School. South Georgia State and East Tennessee State University. His collegiate experience before coming back to play for Brad Stromdahl. And the numbers on Crooms so far this year: 9 appearances, all in relief, 1 win, 1 loss, an ERA of 4.15. He's pitched 13 innings this season, allowing 13 hits, 9 runs. 6 of those 9 runs were earned. He's walked 9 and has struck out 17, opposing batters hitting 260 against him. So Crooms on in relief of Jake Hembree. And he inherits a 2-ball, 1-strike count here with Domenico Tozzi. Again, Tozzi struck out in the first, doubled in the third. Go, 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 go. So the right-hander comes set. The 2-1 pitch. Starts him out with a fastball strike. Inside out. A little bit of movement there. 2-2 the count. Bases loaded for Coastal Carolina. Thorndike, the lead runner, over at third. I believe a communication issue right now for Crooms out on the mound. And that'll bring Brad Stromdahl out of the dugout. So it looks like they're going to change out the communication piece that Crooms had been working with. They'll swap it out. So an earpiece, they can communicate with the dugout. It's a 2-ball, 2-strike count here on Tazi. Bases loaded, 2 outs here in the fourth. Coastal already a 3-run lead, 4-1 here in the fourth inning. Out of the stretch, Crooms, the 2-2 pitch. Nice cut by Tazi, fouls that one to the back screen. We'll try it again, the 2-2 delivery, and that hit him in the shoulder with a fastball. That's going to bring a run in. And Coastal Carolina will increase its lead to 5-1 as Thorndike comes in to score from third. Another walk that turns into a run. Tazi hit by the pitch. And it will bring up now Walker Mitchell. So a little bit of a discussion going on with home plate umpire Mark Anthony Edwards. And now there'll be a conference of all three umpires just to the right of the pitcher's mound. Not sure what the issue is, but something over at first base. There may be some question, was it a base on balls or was it a hit batsman? I thought he was hit with a fastball in the left shoulder. Sports medicine staff was out there with him at first. So Walker Mitchell will step in. Eighth batter to come to the plate here in the fourth. First pitch on the way from Crooms. Fastball strike that just hits the corner. And it's a 0-1 count. 4 walks issued by Georgia State pitching here in the fourth. Oh, 1 pitch. Get out of the way. Hit sharply, but foul. Third base side. That ball's going to roll all the way down to the Georgia State bullpen. A 0-ball, 2-strike count here to Walker Mitchell. The 0-2 pitch. A lot of movement outside. Nice backhanded stab there by Hynek behind home plate. Wells Sykes, the lead runner over at third. Bodine down at second, Tazi at first. Crooms comes set. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Fouled off. It's still 1-2. Panthers trying to pick up that elusive third out here in the fourth. One ball, two strikes. Crooms fastball fouled off again over on the first base side. Good battle going on here. Crooms and Mitchell. Crooms comes set. He'll try again with the 1-2 pitch. Turns and fires. That ball sails low and outside. 2-2 the count. When we get to the bottom of the fourth, it'll be Wills McGinnis, Jesse Donahoe, and Jay Williams. Pitch fouled off again on the 2-2 delivery from Crooms. And the count remains even at two balls and two strikes. We'll try it again. The 2-2 delivery. Crooms turns and fires. Just missed on the lower outside corner. Could see exactly where he was trying to locate that pitch. It was awfully close, and the count full here, three balls and two strikes. Ninth pitch of this at-bat. Sykes again, the lead runner at third. Here's the payoff pitch from Crooms, and he walked him. The base on balls killing Georgia State. Sykes will come in and score from third.
Sebastian Alexander.
And if you believe in deja vu all over again, the situation on Friday night for Coastal in the fourth inning, bases loaded. And Alexander drilled one over the fence and left. Three runs already across. First pitch on the way from Crooms. Fastball just hit the upper portion of that strike zone for strike one. Ninth batter to come to the plate here in the Coastal fourth. This all started with Ty Dooley, and he's in the on-deck circle. The 0-1 delivery, and that's going to be a slow-rolling ground ball, and it's going to be fielded there, and there's going to be, did they call interference? The play was held up. A run came in to score. And it looks like we had an interference call. So the bases are still loaded. Here's the pitch from Crooms. Well, Ty Dooley stepping in for the second time here in the ballgame. First pitch down low, ball one. Crooms out of the stretch. Fastball hits the corner. One ball, one strike. Turns and fires. And just missed with that pitch. And it's now two balls and a strike. Trying to get a ruling on the Sebastian Alexander at bat. Nice pitch by Crooms on a breaking ball outside in. Drops it in there for a 2-2 count. Crooms comes set. The 2-2 delivery. Missed outside. Runs it full to 3-2. Again, already 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 base on balls have been issued by Georgia State pitching here in the fourth. Just trying to get out of this inning. Payoff pitch on the way. Crooms to Dooley. Lost him low, and it's going to be taken for ball four. Another walk by Georgia State pitching, and another run will come in and score. It's now a five-run inning. Tazi comes in to score.
Now batting, center fielder, Dean Mijos.
And for Ty Dooley, two plate appearances. And both times has drawn a walk, and it looks like that'll be it for Brian Crooms in what is now an 8-1 ball game. Coastal Carolina, Brad Stromdahl emerging from the Georgia State dugout. And by the way, I did confirm that Sebastian Alexander was, the ruling there was he reached on a catcher's interference call by the home plate umpire, Mark Anthony Edwards. So pitching change for Georgia State. We'll tell you about the next Panther pitcher coming up after this timeout. You're watching Sunbelt Conference Baseball on ESPN.
If you're 65 or older, you know this. Seeing your healthcare costs go up and up is frustrating. And maybe you were just notified that your Medicare costs are increasing again, or you're just tired of the massive deductibles. Well, here's some good news. There's a program that can really help with this. It's MediShare 65 Plus. It's an affordable, reliable alternative. You can choose any Medicare provider. You get telehealth access anytime you need it. And MediShare 65 Plus is a low-cost option for those with Medicare Parts A and B, and it fills in the gaps where Medicare stops. MediShare is a Christian healthcare community that aligns with your faith. People actually pray for you. They encourage you. And it's proven, too. It's been going strong for over 30 years now. So call now. You can get one low monthly price for up to 10 years. You're not stuck with increasing costs. You can do something about this today. Call MediShare 65 Plus. Find out how much you can save. Call 833-SHARE-55. That's 833-SHARE-55. 833-SHARE-55.
Georgia State Baseball on the Georgia State Radio Network.
All right, Brad Stromdahl making the Panther call to the bullpen for the second time as he brings in number 38, the right-hander Ryan Lamar, 6'1 senior out of Douglasville, Georgia. Originally out of the Harvester Christian High School, transferred in from Gordon State. His numbers on the year and 7 appearances, all in relief. No wins, 2 losses, ERA 4.70. 7 2/3 innings thrown this year. He's allowed 5 hits, 6 runs, 4 of those earned. He's walked 10 and has struck out 10. So he is on in relief of Brian Crooms, just trying to close Coastal Carolina out here in the bottom half of the fourth. Tazi now the lead runner at third. Mitchell the lead runner at third. And a first pitch on the way to Mijos, who singled his first time up this inning. Mitchell the lead runner at third. Alexander at second. Dooley over at first. A 1-0 pitch from Lamar, drops it in there over the top for a strike. It's 1-1. Brad Stromdahl just looking for someone to get that third out. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 base on balls issued here in just the fourth inning. One ball, two strikes. Big swing and a miss there by Mijos. Coastal Carolina has plated five runs here in the fourth. Lamar's 1-2 delivery. That one in the dirt, and great play there by Colin Hynek to keep the ball in front. It ricocheted up off the dirt, off of his glove. Anything that gets by him could lead to yet another run. Two balls, two strikes. Lamar out of the stretch. And they popped up Mijos right behind shortstop. And Carter Bailey makes the catch for that elusive third out. And that'll do it. But five runs across the plate here in the fourth for Coastal Carolina on just one hit. The walks were an absolute killer. Coastal Carolina leads Georgia State 8-1 as we head to the bottom of the fourth here in Atlanta. You're watching Sun Belt Conference Baseball on ESPN.
If you're 65 or older, you know this. Seeing your healthcare costs go up and up is frustrating. And maybe you were just notified that your Medicare costs are increasing again, or you're just tired of the massive deductibles. Well, here's some good news. There's a program that can really help with this. It's MediShare 65 Plus. It's an affordable, reliable alternative. You can choose any Medicare provider. You get telehealth access anytime you need it. And MediShare 65 Plus is a low-cost option for those with Medicare Parts A and B, and it fills in the gaps where Medicare stops. MediShare is a Christian healthcare community that aligns with your faith. People actually pray for you. They encourage you. And it's proven, too. It's been going strong for over 30 years now. So call now. You can get one low monthly price for up to 10 years. You're not stuck with increasing costs. You can do something about this today. Call MediShare 65 Plus. Find out how much you can save. Call 833-SHARE-55. That's 833-SHARE-55. 833-SHARE-55.
Georgia State Baseball on the Georgia State Radio Network.
All right, big inning for Coastal Carolina here in the fourth as they score five runs on one hit. Six walks issued by Georgia State pitching. And now as we head to the bottom of the fourth, the Panthers have dug themselves into a hole, trailing 8-1. As we head to the bottom of the inning. For the Panthers, coming up here in the bottom half of the fourth, it'll be their 4, 5, and 6 hitters, Wills McGinnis, Jesse Donahoe, Jay Williams. So they certainly have made things a little easier, a little less pressurized for Coastal starter Cameron Flukey. He's now pitching with a 7-run lead as he gets ready to face Wills McGinnis. McGinnis with a double and a run scored, up that percentage now to .298. And 37 hits on the season as he looks at a pitch low and outside for ball one. The 1-0 pitch, straight on over the top fastball, but it's low, ball two. At the top of the impact freshman that Brad Stromdahl and his staff brought in during the offseason. The 2-0 delivery, that's a strike on the inside corner with another fluky fastball. Two-one pitch hit in the air center field. Running back on the warning track and leaping up against the wall to make the catch is Mijos. What a play out in center field. He was actually playing a little in on that at-bat and had to make up some time running back towards the wall in center. On the track, times his short jump perfectly and makes the catch. Well hit ball off the bat of McGinnis. But it's caught by Dean Mijos. One down here in the Georgia State fourth. Jesse Donahoe. Second inning single. Drove in Wills McGinnis with the Panthers' only run in the ball game. Stepping in for the second time as he looks at a strike on the first pitch from Flukey. The 0-1 pitch fouled off into the netting. Behind home plate, it's 0-2. Georgia State's offense has been, for the most part, quiet here in the first three innings. Ball one on the 0-2 delivery. Again, it's an offense that came in at 277 with 57 home runs. Hynek had a solo shot on Friday night. The 1-2. Missed inside. Count even now, two balls, two strikes. Right-hander winds and fires. Nice battle there as Donahoe fouls it off over on the third base side. Flukey will try it again into the wind. Just missed on the inside corner. Good eye there by Jesse Donahoe. I think Flukey thought he had a called third strike there, but instead the count has been run full, 3-2. Payoff pitch. Lost him outside. A walk here to Donahoe. And that is the second base on balls for Cameron Flukey. So he's walked two and struck out five so far. And Jay Williams making his way to home plate. Struck out looking in his only plate appearance this afternoon. That was back in the second inning. Donahoe with a 3.5 step lead off the bag over at first as Jay Williams looks at a strike on the first pitch. Currently at 287. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Check swing, but didn't go around. It's a 1-1 count now. Off-speed breaking ball. Breaks a little early and inside. It's 2-1. Flukey pitching with a 7-run lead right now. One out, one on here for the Panthers. Fastball. Trying to get the bat around on it. And fouls it off third base side. Two balls, two strikes. They had the shift on. Now they'll shift back more towards third base. The 2-2 from Flukey. Check swing, didn't go around. It was a little high. The count full here to Jay Williams, 3-2. Payoff pitch. Williams from Flukey. Lost him. He walked him. Back-to-back walks. Donahoe will move to second. Williams headed over to first. And now time called by Coastal Carolina. Cooper Milford scheduled to hit next for Georgia State. Pitching coach Matt Williams on his way to the hill for the Chanticleers as they're going to have an all-inclusive conference. Quick glance down to the bullpen, down in right field. Fluky so far today, 3 1/3. He's given up 2 hits. The 1 run, it was an earned run. He's walked 2 now and struck out 6. Eight runs, 4 hits, no errors for Coastal Carolina. For Georgia State, 1 run on 2 hits. Panthers have committed 1 error in the ballgame. So Mark Anthony Edwards, the home plate umpire, breaks up the conference on the hill and plays set to resume. Cooper Milford drew a base on balls back in the second. Panthers trying to mount a little offense here with 1 out and now runners at first and second. The walk's affecting Fluky as well. First pitch on the way to Milford. Fastball strike, no question about that pitch. Milford appearing in his 15th game of the season. Again, a redshirt freshman from Cumming, Georgia, just up 400 here in the Atlanta area. Strike on the second pitch, and he's down on the count here, 0-2. Fluky's 0-2 pitch, and Milford fights it off into the back screen. Right-hander comes set. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Turns and fires. And that's a line drive out to left. This is going to score a run. Brad Stromdahl going to wave Jesse Donahoe around. He'll score from second. And Milford with an RBI double here in the fourth. 8-2 now our score. Jay Williams held at third. So the RBI double, and for Cooper Milford, drives in his 6th run of the season. Cole Griffith on his way to home plate, and a walk converted into a run. Boy, we've talked about that enough in this inning, haven't we? Here's Cole Griffith. That hit from Milford, by the way, is 6th of the year. Fluky turns and fires. Fastball misses high. And it's a 1-0 count. Second double of the season for Milford. The 1-0 pitch. Fastball foul tipped over towards the netting. And it's an even count of 1-1. Jay Williams, the lead runner over at third. Milford down at second. One pitch. Fastball swung right through it. Griffith struck out swinging in the second. One-two pitch, just missed on the outside corner. Good eye there by Cole. And the count is even. Two balls, two strikes. Fastball popped him up here in foul territory down the right field line. And the catch is made for out number 2.
Now batting, shortstop, Carter Bailey.
Carter Bailey will make his way to home plate with 2 down and 2 runners on. Bailey currently hitting 237. Six home runs on the season. He's got six of the 57 that Georgia State has hit this year. First pitch from Flukie. Fastball high, ball one. Carter struck out looking in the second. Looking for different results this time around. He's got a couple of RBI opportunities. 1-0 pitch. Fouls this one off behind us here in the press box. Two runs, three hits, one error to this point for the Panthers. Flukie's 1-1. Breaking ball. Dropped, he swung right through it. Down on the count here, 1-2. Flukie trying to get out of a mini jam here in the bottom of the fourth. So far, he's given up the one run. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Tried to come back with the same pitch. It broke a little early, just above home plate. Good eye there by Carter. And it's an even count here at 2-2. Two-two pitch to Carter Bailey. That one breaks low and outside, 3-2. So the payoff pitch on the way here to Georgia State shortstop, Carter Bailey. Flukie comes set, and the 3-2 delivery. Fastball lined back up, and it's knocked down by the second baseman. The throw in time, not in time. Jay Williams will come around or come home and score from third. So Bailey with good speed out of the box on a hard hit ground ball towards Barthol at second. Barthol knocked it down and threw from one knee, and Bailey was able to beat out the throw. Here's another look. Actually threw while standing, but by the time that ball reaches first, Bailey has already crossed the bag. He picks up an RBI. Jay Williams comes in to score. Both base on balls have now crossed home plate for the Panthers, and that may be it for Cameron Flukie. Time called here by Coastal Carolina, and another mound visit here by the pitching coach, Matt Williams. And it looks like he has made the Chanticleer call to the bullpen. Cameron Flukie will leave the ball game. He's given up three runs on four hits. He has struck out six and walked two, and he makes the slow walk back to the dugout, but he leaves with an 8-3 lead. We'll tell you about the new Coastal Carolina pitcher on the other side of this timeout. You're watching Sun Belt Conference Baseball on ESPN.
This is Michael Leader, assistant baseball coach with Georgia State University. Join us this summer for our annual Brad Stromdahl baseball camps. We host a variety of camp options from June 2nd through July 3rd in Tucker, Georgia, for youth players of all ages. Instruction will include hitting, defense, and pitching. Come join the Panthers for 5 days filled with summer baseball fun. To register or for more information, please visit online at stromdahlbaseball.com.
On-time service and experience matter for your home's heating and air system. For more than 40 years, Conditioned Air Systems has been North Georgia's solution for residential HVAC installation, maintenance, and repair. Family-owned and operated, we deliver the highest quality service on any brand and model with no hidden fees, promising 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Comfort you can feel, quality you can trust. Visit ConditionedAirSystems.com to schedule an appointment.
This is WGTJ Murrayville Gainesville, W248DL Murrayville Gainesville.
NGPG Orthopedic and Sports Medicine offers the...
All right, we're back here at the ballpark in Panthersville. New pitchers, number 39 for the Chanticleers. Redshirt junior right-hander Darren Horn. He's out of Bluffton, South Carolina. And the numbers on Darren Horn to this point, 8 appearances. And they are all in relief. He's got a record of 1 win, 1 loss, an ERA of 3.65. He's pitched 12 and a third innings this year. He's allowed 7 hits, 5 runs. All 5 of those runs were earned. He's walked 9 while striking out 16. Opposing batters hitting just 167 against him. So he's on in relief of the starting pitcher, Cameron Flueke. 3 2/3, 4 hits, 3 runs, all 3 earned. He walked 3, actually, struck out 6, and gave up a couple of doubles. That's the line score on Flueke. So Horn's first batter will be the top of the order, Michael McGinnis. It's now an 8-3 ball game. Runners at the corners now. Bailey over at first. And Milford aboard at third. 1-0 count here on Michael McGinnis. Right-hander winds and rips a fastball low and outside. McGinnis currently hitting .331 so far today. He's put the ball in the air, a fly ball out to left field, followed by a pop out to third. Horn's 2-0 pitch, swung at and missed, 2-1. The 2-1 to McGinnis. Again, coming with some heat, but having a tough time locating the strike zone. 3-1 the count. That was low and just to the right of home plate. McGinnis scored 2 runs in the Friday night series opener. Here's the 3-1 pitch. Swung at, missed. It's 3-2. That may have tagged Bodine, so Mark Anthony Edwards will personally deliver the ball back to Horn. Give Bodine just a minute to collect himself. May have foul tipped that last pitch. So Bodine looks to be set. It's tough being a catcher, isn't it? 3 balls, 2 strikes, payoff pitch. Swung at, foul, tipped it right into the glove of Caden Bodine, and that'll be the third out, and that'll do it for Georgia State. But the Panthers end up scoring 2 runs, both of the walks. Donahoe and Williams cross home plate. 2 runs on 2 hits. The Panthers strand a couple of base runners, and they cut the deficit to 8-3 as we head to the 5th inning here in Atlanta. You're watching Sun Belt Conference Baseball on ESPN.
You were just notified that your Medicare costs are increasing again, or you're just tired of the massive deductibles. Well, here's some good news. There's a program that can really help with this. It's MediShare 65 Plus. It's an affordable, reliable alternative. You can choose any Medicare provider. You get telehealth access anytime you need it. And MediShare 65 Plus is a low-cost option for those with Medicare Parts A and B, and it fills in the gaps where Medicare stops. MediShare is a Christian healthcare community that aligns with your faith. People actually pray for you. They encourage you. And it's proven, too. It's been going strong for over 30 years now. So call now. You can get one low monthly price for up to 10 years. You're not stuck with increasing costs. You can do something about this today. Call MediShare 65 Plus. Find out how much you can save. Call 833-SHARE-55. That's 833-SHARE-55. 833-SHARE-55.
Georgia State baseball cuts into on that the Georgia State
with
Radio
a
Network.
Two-run bottom of the 4th inning. They do it on 2 hits. Ryan Lamar back to pitch the 5th inning here for Georgia State. here in the fifth inning. They're going to face the number 8, 9, and 1 hitters for Coastal Carolina. Leading things off will be Colby Thorndike. He'll be followed by Wells Sykes and Blake Barthol. Well, Thorndike so far today has struck out in the second. He was one of the six shot of clears that drew a base on balls in the fourth and came around to score. One of the five runs scored in the top half of the fourth. And the first pitch on the way from Ryan Lamar delivers a fastball low for ball one. Lamar turns and fires a 1-0 pitch. Breaking ball strike on the corner. Outside portion of that strike zone. Count even now, 1-1. Fastball misses low, down around the ankles. And a bit inside, 2-1. Two-one delivery missed. It's 3-3. The right-hander comes set. Here's the 3-1 pitch. And that's ripped down the line in right. It's a fair ball. Thorndike will turn and head to second. And they're going to hold him at second base. Right at 100 miles per hour coming off the bat of Colby Thorndike. He leads off the fifth with a stand-up double. That's his first hit of the afternoon, again, after striking out and drawing a base on balls. And for Thorndike, the redshirt sophomore out of Lumberton, North Carolina, that's hit number 28 for him on the season. Wells Sykes, the number 9 hitter in the order, stepping in. Sykes currently a 271 on the year. And Lamar, fastball high and inside. 1-0 count. The 1-0 from Lamar. That one in the dirt gets away from Heinick. There'll be no throw to third, as heading to third is Thorndike. Heads up base running there by Colby Thorndike, and he's aboard now at third base, 90 feet from the ninth run of the ball game for the shot of clears. Looking to get back a couple of the runs that Georgia State scored in the bottom of the fourth. Two-oh pitch. Drops that one in there for a strike. Nice pitch there by Ryan Lamar. Two balls and a strike to count. Lamar turns and fires. This one hit high in the air left field. Michael McGinnis shading back at the warning track, makes the catch. Tagging and scoring is Thorndike from third at Coastal Carolina. Plates a run here in the fifth. Boy, that looked good. Coming off the bat for Wells Sykes, a sigh of relief breathed in that Georgia State dugout. But Sykes ends up driving in the run. And for Wells Sykes, 16th RBI of the season. 9-3 our score. Blake Barthol's 0-3 this afternoon. Has struck out looking and had flown out to left and center as he takes ball one on the first pitch from Ryan Lamar. Right-hander out of the stretch. Misses low. Ball two. Fastball misses outside. Three balls, no strikes, the count. Nine runs on five hits, no errors for Coastal Carolina. The walks in the fourth inning. 3-0 pitch. Speaking of base on balls, that pitch high and outside. Four ball, four. So one out here in the fifth. One run has scored. Caden Bodine making his way to home plate. Just trying to count up the walks. Nine base on balls issued to this point by Georgia State's combined three pitchers. And Lamar fastball to Bodine, taken for a strike on the first pitch. The 0-1 pitch in the dirt. Barthol will head to second. Ball gets thrown out into center field. Barthol going to motor on over to third. That'll be a throwing error, I'm assuming, against Colin Hynek. So an E2 up on the scoreboard. Second error of the ball game here for Georgia State. That one sailed out of the reach of Carter Bailey. All the way out to Milford in center field. A one ball, one strike count. Lamar golfs this swing, and it is going to be caught on the run by Milford. Barthol will tag at third. He will come in to score, and Coastal Carolina now leads Georgia State here in the fifth inning, 10-3. And at the risk of sounding like a broken record, another base on balls that ends up scoring a run. Two runs across here in the fifth inning, and Domenico Tozzi will step in. He's currently at 244. So far this afternoon, one hit. That was a third inning double as he looks at a strike on the first pitch from Lamar. Was hit by a pitch and came around to score in the fourth. If you go all the way back to the first inning, his first plate appearance, he struck out. The 0-1 delivery. Fastball low. And the count now, one ball, one strike. Lamar comes set, 1-1 pitch. Just hits the inside corner of the strike zone. It's 1-2. Coastal Carolina, two runs in the second, one in the third, five in the fourth, two here in the fifth. One, two to Lamar. That one takes a bit of a dip in the dirt. And ricochets off the chest protector of Hynek. 2-2 the count. Two-two delivery. Dropped it in there. Beautiful pitch. Caught him looking. Down on strikes is Domenico Tozzi. And two runs cross for Coastal Carolina. Two runs on two hits, nobody left. And they have a 10-3 lead here in Atlanta as we head to the bottom of inning number five. You're watching Sun Belt Conference Baseball on ESPN.
If you're 65 or older, you know this. Seeing your healthcare costs go up and up is frustrating. And maybe you were just notified that your Medicare costs are increasing again, or you're just tired of the massive deductibles. Well, here's some good news. There's a program that can really help with this. It's MediShare 65+. It's an affordable, reliable alternative. You can choose any Medicare provider. You get telehealth access anytime you need it. And MediShare 65 Plus is a low-cost option for those with Medicare Parts A and B, and it fills in the gaps where Medicare stops. MediShare is a Christian healthcare community that aligns with your faith. People actually pray for you. They encourage you. And it's proven, too. It's been going strong for over 30 years now. So call now. You can get one low monthly price for up to 10 years. You're not stuck with increasing costs. You can do something about this today. Call MediShare 65 Plus. Find out how much you can save. Call 833-SHARE-55. That's 833-SHARE-55. 833-SHARE-55.